that wish to hear how we got up to the woods last year. Unto that place you all well know, the frozen hole called Opiengo. To me ranting, ah, it's father diddle, ah, ranting, roaring, drunk on the way.
Brian Miller and Randy Gosa. Brian has researched the songs created by the Irish and Scotsmen who worked in the Northwoods lumber camps a century and more ago, and they perform the songs Saturday, October 10th at 2 p.m. at the Rum River Library. Brian, cutting down trees for a job, that has to be the very definition of hard work.
You busted your body all day in the woods from sun up to sundown in very cold conditions and living together in this sort of hovel in the woods in a logging camp. So yeah, they're very much laboring jobs, and a lot of the songs are about actually the process of getting a job, of getting hired. The lumber companies would send out somebody that when you read the history books about the lumbering era, they refer to these guys as man catchers. So the lumber company would send out a man catcher in the fall, and often they'd go around to little farms and find some farm boys that needed a winter job. And there's a great song that Randy and I do called How We Got Up to the Woods Last Year, which comes from Ontario. And in that song, the man catcher has come to town and gathered up a few guys for the crew, and then they're taking this sleigh ride sort of across the Ottawa Valley, stopping at different towns, going in for a few pints, and picking up a few more lumberjacks for the winter in the woods.
Well, we rode until we reached Renfrew, and there we met with the rest of the crew. Seven jolly boys, both young and stout, the pick of the town, there is no doubt. Sing and rant and now, follow little law, rant and roar and drunk on the way.
We're speaking with Brian Miller. He and Randy Gosa play songs of the Northwoods Irish Lumberjacks at the Rum River Library, 2 p.m. on October 10th. Brian, you have a theory that many of the lumbering songs you've discovered in archives are sung from the points of view of 20-year-old men.
Yeah, or even younger. They were singing songs from the point of view of sort of like eager teenagers that wanted to prove their manhood. And so the songs have a lot of boasting about strength and ability. They have a lot of boasting about ability to attract young ladies.
Why do you think the song Katahdin was written by a young man?
I figure he's young because it's his first job in the woods. And so he talks about having his girlfriend and saying goodbye to her for his first job in the woods. And you can kind of read into it some excitement, and then of course he gets there and he's faced with the fact that he's small, he's a young guy, and they wouldn't let him do the actual chopping, which is kind of a blow to your quest for manhood, when you arrive at the job site and they say, oh, you're too little, you have to help out in the kitchen. So he gets hired as a cookie.
Now when I arrived at San Cook, the people gathered round. They said I wasn't able the tall pines to cut down, but I could go as cookie if I kept snug and clean. That was the
Brian Miller and Randy Gosa sing songs of the Northwoods Irish Lumberjacks at the Rum River Library in Anoka, 2 p.m. Saturday, October 10th. Information available at evergreentrad.com. Twin Cities Weekend is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.
Drinking health.